is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 25th of July, 2017. It was on this date, 2000, the Concorde crashed outside Paris, killing 109 persons aboard. One of the tires burst, the debris struck a fuel tank, and the plane burst into flames. It was the world's first supersonic commercial passenger plane, traveled twice the speed of sound, never made any money. It cost so much to develop. It was noisy, expensive to operate, and they stopped flying it altogether in 2003. It's the anniversary of the first successful demonstration of a commercial electric telegraph, 1837. Early attempts were not encouraging. There was a German design, used separate wires for each letter of the alphabet and each numeral. The wires submerged in glass tubes filled with acid, and you had to watch which tube bubbled. Another design worked over longer distances, but it was slow. It transmitted two letters per minute. The one in 1837 in England had six wires, five needle pointers, and it was used by the Great Western Railway over a 13-mile stretch from Paddington Station to West Drayton. It was on this day, 1897, that Jack London, 21, sailed from San Francisco on his way to the Klondike to search for gold. He was on board the SS Umatilla with his brother-in-law, James Shepherd, who was close to 70. He had mortgaged his house to pay for the passage and gear for the two men. They had an 8-day trip from San Francisco to Juneau, Alaska, and then took boats to the start of the Chilkoot Trail, which was a tough journey, 33 miles through the Chilkoot Pass, the most direct route from the coast of Alaska to the Yukon. When the brother-in-law, James Shepherd, saw the Chilkoot Pass, he realized there was no way he could make it. He gave all of his gear to Jack London, and he went back to California. The Chilkoot Pass was brutal. The trail rose 1,000 feet in a half mile. He had to carry all their gear on their backs. It was too steep for animals. Jack London made it over the pass with a ton of gear, spent a hard winter on Lake Lindeman, came down with scurvy for lack of vegetables, and he headed back. Got back to San Francisco sick and depressed, but he started writing about his trip to the Yukon. Wrote a story for the Atlantic Monthly, An Odyssey of the North, which led to his book, The Call of the Wild, which made his career. Here's a poem for today by Raymond Carver entitled Gravy. No other word will do, for that's what it was. Gravy, gravy, these past 10 years. Alive, sober, working, loving, and being loved by a good woman. 11 years ago, he was told he had 6 months to live at the rate he was going, and he was going nowhere but down. So he changed his way somehow. He quit drinking, and the rest, after that, it was all gravy, every minute of it, up to and including when he was told about, well, some things that were breaking down and building up inside his head. Don't weep for me, he said to his friends. I'm a lucky man. I've had 10 years longer than I or anyone expected. Pure gravy, and don't forget it. A poem by Raymond Carver, Gravy, from his collection All of Us, published by Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.